Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston City Council votes today on whether to bring back the Special Committee on Civil Rights. The committee disbanded last year, but Boston Council President Michelle Wu says the committee is needed now more than ever, given that Donald Trump is in the White House. Councilor Wu joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So explain what you mean that this committee is needed now more than ever.
We really want our committee structure to reflect the priorities for residents and the issues that families in Boston are struggling with and needing help on. And we have heard in the last 2 weeks just a tremendous amount of fear from constituents and anxiety, particularly about the two executive orders dealing with immigration.
Well, what are you hearing, if you don't mind my asking?
Families are terrified that they will be targeted next. The Muslim community in particular feels that this religion-based executive order is truly a violation of the Constitution, and many of us agree with that. And it's not just what has happened so far, it is what may happen and what is rumored to happen in the future as well.
The committee won't have the power to challenge the president on any of these issues, so what's the point?
All of our committees are a space to guide conversation. So each committee is chaired by a counselor who is very passionate about that issue. Each counselor chairs one standing committee, and some have an additional special committee. This is the place where an issue is brought up before the council. That's the person who will conduct the hearing, potentially file legislation, and lead the process from there. Councilor Josh Zakim, who will be the committee chair, has also pledged to take on a proactive policy discussion series where he will be convening different stakeholders and making sure that we include all voices in the conversation.
Was it a mistake to disband the committee a year ago?
At the time, we had several discussions about it, and it made sense in terms of the goals of our reorganization. We were creating several new committees, including the Committee on Homelessness, Mental Health and Recovery, a dedicated committee on jobs, wages, and workforce development, as well as one that specifically covered transportation. I wanted to make sure that as we were expanding some of our areas, that we were really streamlining and focusing on committees that had active hearings and were receiving work. And with civil rights, everything related to a different topic at the time, but the world has changed in the last 2 weeks.
On Capitol Hill, Massachusetts has some of the nation's leading voices speaking out against the new Trump administration, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Ed Markey, several members of the congressional delegation. Is the idea behind this committee to further that message and to put the city of Boston itself in that spotlight?
At the city council, we want our policymaking structure to be absolutely in line with residents' needs and to be completely responsive to what they want us to be working on. And we have heard from our constituents that it is now more important than ever for cities to take the lead on standing up for civil rights, fighting discrimination. That does relate in part to what's happening in Washington, D.C., but in general, it's falling to cities to take on the big issues. And Boston has always been the national leader on issues of civil rights and equality.
What do you hope the committee will do first if it is approved?
Even before waiting for some issue to come up to respond to or to react to, the committee will be taking the lead on convening a discussion. Councilor Zakim has wanted to focus. He's talked to me about focusing particularly on religious discrimination, given the recent news, and wanting to bring in different faith leaders to have a conversation, maybe offer some policy solutions for the city level. I imagine that will be some of the first bits of action, is convening these proactive discussions on how do we become an even stronger city, regardless of what's happening at the federal level.
Boston City Council President Michelle Wu, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks so much, Bob.